Hi everybody and welcome to the Next Steps video. Let's get started.
Yeah, great.
What does the word incarnation mean?
Incarnation means to take a principle, a truth, a thought, a way, and to have it deeply embedded in your very being, and it becomes a part of who you are. So you can use that word with many different things, but if we're going to take that word and apply it to the will, way, and word of God, what it means is to take the will of God, to take the way of our Saviour, to take the word of God, and not just carry those words, his will, his way, but to actually have it embedded so deeply in you that it becomes the essence of who you are.
That's a great question, as Natalie said, and when we look at the Bible, where can we find an example of what this might mean? And if we go to John 1:14, it says, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us." They talk about Jesus. So with the Word of Christ came in a physical form in Jesus and dwelt among us. And so that's what it means. It means it's not just in a book. It's actually in a person, in their presence, in everything they do. And that's the example that we're following.
And another way we can look at the word incarnation is to perhaps use other words that might help this word land better in you. Dennis in the Living Life God's Way audio series has used the word reflex. What is your reflex? What comes out of you when you are under pressure? What is it that's that first response that comes out of you? That's how you know what is incarnate in you. Pressure and first response is a great revealer of what that could be.
What does Dennis mean when he says we are to be the message?
Well, look, in one of our sessions, we've had the question, why is it important to have the words of the Bible? So the question is, where does this principle come from, that you are the message? And if you look at 2 Corinthians 3, you'll see in the very first part, in the first couple of verses, it talks about you are our letter, not written in ink, but written in the Spirit. So they're talking about, Paul was talking to the disciples at that point, the people he was sending, you are the message, you are the letter. And that's where this principle comes from. But it means that your life, the way you conduct yourself, the way you speak, the way you run your family, the way you run your family, everything about you is a message. It either testifies to God and the kingdom and kingdom life in you, or it doesn't. And so I think what Dennis often talks about is, are we the message? Mm. Not are we speaking about the message? Are we talking about the message and talking about some ideas that we've got? Does your life line up with what you're saying? And is what you're saying lining up with the Bible?
Yeah, when Dennis asked that provocative question in last month's bulletin, are you carrying the message or are you the message? What he's really alluring to there is we can only go so far in our walk with Christ carrying the message. At some point, that message has to become incarnated within us. We must take ownership of that message. It needs to be the very essence of who we are, lest we run the risk of hypocrisy. And for many of us, that's what we've done at times in our faith. We have known things about the ways of the Lord, and we have known what to say or what to do, but we haven't actually done what we've said. And that's a big problem for us as we walk out our faith. There may be a time when we're early on in our faith, when we're young and immature, and we are just beginning to learn things and train in things, but at some point, the message that we carry, we must own. It must become true in us. And no longer can our words be the testimony of our faith, but it must be our actions and the very core of who we are.
Yeah. And so if we want a biblical example to look at, go and read the story of Stephen in Acts. And the most important part of Stephen, well, there's lots of good parts about that story, but as he was being killed, as he was being judged, and as he was being stoned, one of the things in the scripture, it says that the light continued to come out of him. So we'll only know what we have as a message is under the pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And what we see in this story of pressure, Stephen, is as the pressure came,
mm-hmm.
more of Christ came out.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't just an idea he had, it was actually who he was. Mm-hmm. And that really spoke to Paul at that time.
Yeah.
And that really was a witness to Paul of there was something that he'd never seen before.
What is the cost of living out his truth and being his message?
The cost is usually death to our flesh. So it will start with death to our flesh. To have truth become our reflex, to have truth become incarnate, to have reckoned the truth, usually there's a large amount of having to deal with our flesh and to put it to death. And for every truth that I have owned and every truth that is core to who I am, there has been a large measure of death. There has been a large measure of sacrifice. There has been a large measure of training and work and pain and sometimes incredible suffering to get that truth. I'm thinking about a truth in particular of something that we own. About 15 years ago, we didn't think we would ever own this particular truth. And then all of a sudden, God allowed a situation in our family and brought us into an area where we did not have a truth incarnate in us. We had a head knowledge of a truth, but we didn't own this particular truth. And I would say it took nearly a decade for David and I to have that truth truly worked out in us. And the cost of that truth in our life was immense pain, immense suffering. Enormous loss. But when I look back in where that has taken me personally in my relationship with God, I actually wouldn't have it any other way. I don't regret or begrudge or resent anything that had transpired to bring me to this place of that truth being incarnate within me.
And with that pain and with that suffering, there was a lot of work. There was a lot of work in the scriptures. There was a lot of work in these type of materials. In fact, Living Life God's Way was actually the material that started the journey. And I don't know how many times we did it in that 10 years, but it would be at least once a year.
Mm.
And that truth, with the pain, with the practice, with the training, with the coaches. We had Dennis, we had Dom Rivera, we had people in our lives. We got through it. And that came at a great cost.
Mm.
So I think that's what that question really speaks to.
So we encourage you right now to sign up for the intensive in November. If you have not yet registered for that, now is the time to do it. So get off this audio, get off this video, and go and do that right now. It will be a great time for us to be together, and we have a wonderful special guest speaker in Dennis Peacock who will be joining us on the Saturday of the intensive.
So look, as Natalie said, we'd love to see you on the online intensive. It's going to be a great end to a magnificent year, hopefully a year of change, a year of growth. There's so much life that comes out of doing this study together in community. We've enjoyed it. I know everybody we speak to have enjoyed it, and there's been such fruit. So let's get together and celebrate together. And between now and then, continue. Just keep going. This is a wonderful journey that will just never end. God bless you.
God bless you. We love you.
Bye.
Bye.